The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. All right, here is the breaking news. Here in the state of Ohio, and folks, please, I beg you, take this in context and do not panic. And I want to say this carefully, cautiously, but truthfully. Don't pay a lot of attention to much of the news media. Remember, much of the news media, just they feed on hysteria. Saw it last night on the news. They feed on hysteria. All right. Here is what we now know. Governor DeWine and other officials from the health department here in the state of Ohio just had a press conference down at the state house. Here is what we know. Now, three people have tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Three people have tested positive. All three of them are from Cuyahoga County. Two of them came in contact with someone that was in Washington, D.C. that tested positive. The other two is a couple that was on an Egyptian Nile River cruise. And evidently, they came in contact with other people on this cruise. There are nine other people that are currently being tested. None of them have come back positive yet. We just don't know. 11 other have been tested here in the state of Ohio, and for those 11, the results all came back negative. So there are nine currently being tested. 11 others already have been tested. They have come back negative. So right now, in the state of Ohio, three individuals have tested positive, all in Cuyahoga County, all in their 50s. Which means, according to these statistics and the best knowledge that we have, they're not in great danger unless they have other extenuating health issues. Individuals in their 50s, they're going to be fine. They will exhibit a few flu-like symptoms, probably not serious. It is extremely unlikely that they will require any kind of hospitalization, again, if they're 50 years old. Some statistics that I came across first thing this morning that, again, might help keep people from panicking. Let's see. Right now, 22 people have died in the United States. 22 people. The overwhelming majority of those have died in one single nursing home in Washington State. Now, to those families, this obviously is very, very tragic. But you need to know right now in the United States, among the 22 that have died, the median age for those that have died, 80 years old. That's the median age for those that have died, 80. The median age for those that are being required to seek hospitalization is around 60. That's the median age for those that are that will require some form of hospitalization. But even those that are admitted to the hospital, unless they are elderly with other underlying health problems, the percentage of those recovering being just fine is very, very high. So as I've been saying, I don't want to underemphasize the importance of being cautious, being careful, but at the same time, we must avoid panic. Now, we knew that this virus would come to Ohio. No doubt about that. There was absolutely zero doubt that eventually it would come to the state of Ohio. We knew that. And by the way, in order to try to put this into perspective, this virus is going to be around for years. There are dozens of different kinds of coronaviruses, and they stick around for years. Now, almost all of the other viruses seem to just, they burn out in spring and summer. That's why we have seasonal flu. Whether this one will or not, we don't know. We just don't know. But we do know that in a very short period of time, there will be a vaccine. Several companies, including a couple in Israel, say they are very, very close to actually having a vaccine. Obviously, they will have to go through testing and so forth. But we're getting closer and closer to a vaccine. And, of course, you know, even after a vaccine is developed, it's not 100% effective. So here is the bottom line. We knew this virus would reach Ohio. It has. No reason to panic. Only three. Will that number increase? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. That number will increase. But over 95% of the people who get this virus will be fine. Over 95%. Children, for whatever reason, have not been impacted by this virus at all. None. And the only people that it should be considered serious, senior citizens, and even with senior citizens, other underlying health issues. So now, Governor DeWine has declared a state of emergency. A whole lot of people are going to think that's overreaction. I think I'm one of them. Three people, state of emergency, yeah, I don't know. But the governor and others in our state government and in the health department are between a rock and a hard place. If there would be a rapid increase in the number of people with this virus in the state of Ohio, and the governor did not declare a state of emergency, people are going to blame him. So I guess I don't blame him. Anyway, the governor has declared a state of emergency, and he has canceled all state travel that is not necessary. Anyone going outside the state on behalf of the state of Ohio, those trips have been canceled unless the trip is deemed essential and necessary. More and more testing kits are going to be made available. And like everybody keeps saying, don't panic. Don't be hysterical. Take precautions. You know, wash your hands. Use the hand sanitizers and so forth. But there is certainly no reason whatsoever to panic. And I'll tell you, some of the panic I have in front of me, obviously this is radio, so you can't see them. I have four videos here in America and in England of people getting into riots over the worst one is at a Walmart, three women throwing punches, screaming, yelling, cursing, hitting each other over toilet paper. This is a respiratory virus. It's not an intestinal. Why toilet paper? They're in this they're rioting. I also have a video of a Costco where they bring in on a forklift a big pallet of toilet paper, and these employees at Costco are going, whoa, 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 whoa. People start to rush, go crazy over this pallet of toilet paper, and these Costco employees got to go, wait, 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 hey, back off. Over toilet paper. And hand sanitizers and Clorox wipes, and it's just nuts. People are nuts. Don't be one of them. All right, a couple of other things about the coronavirus that I've got for you. A couple of U.S. senators are self-isolating. They're self-isolating. I'll give you that and a couple of other things, and then we have a lot of other things to talk about today. So. No, we're not going to spend the entire 2.5 hours on the coronavirus. It's here in Ohio. It's not a surprise. And right now, not a great concern. Could be, but right now it is not. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Obviously, the coronavirus is front and center in today's news, as well as the stock market. Yeah, it took a huge plunge. A few years ago, the stock market implemented an emergency measure that if the stock market dropped so many points in a particular period of time, it set off an alarm and it stopped all trading. And I think that was wise. Well, that was reached today. And for a short period of time, all trading ceased because of the huge drop in the stock market. Now, it's not the first time that's happened, but it has not happened very often. Like I said, there is a great deal of panic out there. And sadly... I want to be careful, I want to be cautious. The liberal left and the mainstream media is fanning the flames of the panic and the hysteria. I mentioned just before the break, Ted Cruz has imposed self-quarantine. He's going to stay at his home all of this week because he came in contact at the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. One individual tested positive for that. Evidently, this individual shook hands with Ted Cruz, and because of that, by the way, Ted Cruz is expressing no symptoms whatsoever. This is a self-quarantine. He said this, quote, last night, I was informed that 10 days ago at CPAC, I briefly interacted with an individual who is currently symptomatic and has tested positive for COVID-19. That interaction consisted of a brief conversation and a handshake. Given that the interaction was 10 days ago, that the average incubation period is 5 to 6 days, that the interaction was for less than a minute, and that I have no current symptoms, the medical authorities have advised me that the odds of transmission from the other individual to me were extremely low. However, out of the abundance of caution, he has chosen to remain in his Texas home for this coming week. Now, here is breaking news out of Israel, and I'm reading this. Just came like 2 minutes ago. Headline, all people entering Israel must be quarantined. Health Ministry steps up restrictions as coronavirus cases pass 100,000 worldwide, and the World Health Organization names it an uneven pandemic. So I have a friend who is to leave today on a trip to Israel, canceled. The tour agency canceled it. Now, again, we need to keep from panicking, but this, I think the damage is going to be more economic than physical. Yes, people have already died. The overwhelming majority of people who get this virus are not going to die. In fact, many will hardly even get sick. But the economic ramifications, for Israel, tourism is the number two source of revenue in the country. This is going to be devastating for Israel. The cruise industry is going to lose billions of dollars. Because right now, who in their right mind would go on a cruise? Seriously. I am not a fearful person at all. I'm not worried about this coronavirus at all. But I would not get on a cruise ship. Airline industry is going to lose billions and billions and billions of dollars. The economic ramifications are going to be huge. All right. We need to take a break. We'll come back much, 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 much more to talk about today.